We're doing Brachot, we're up to Chaf Amud Aleph. About 15 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan of Arugilda v'kazir v'yati v'sharei detvila. Rabbi Yochanan would frequent the gates where the women would enter the mikvah. Amar kiselkan benot Yisrael v'atyan mitvila mistaknin bi. He said, when the daughters of Israel leave their tevila, they should look at me. And he was exceptionally beautiful. The only thing is, he had very long eyelashes, so he didn't see, meaning he had to pull up his eyelashes in order to see. Ordinarily, he didn't see distances, so he wouldn't see a person who was more than like a foot away from him, if at all. He couldn't see too much. He had very, very thick eyelashes. So he didn't have a problem knowing the women, like seeing the women, because he didn't see them. But he said, at least let them see me. I have, because he was so beautiful. The Gemara says he was unusually beautiful, Rav Yochanan. And he said, they'll look at me with intent. Wow, look what a beautiful man. And then they'll have good-looking kids. Look at that. You see? It's a good thing to have good-looking kids. Oh, you see, that's the next thing. He says, there'll be mistakelbi. If you look with intent at something, it can affect the kid. Look, that's what Yaakov did with the sticks in front of the sheep. He put them where the sheep would drink the water, and then they'd stare at those sticks that have all those stripes on them, and they'd end up having babies with stripes on them. So, Rav Yochanan said, let them see me, and then they'll have beautiful kids like me. Amri Rabbanan no kam estafi ma mein abisha. So the student said to him, Rabbi, aren't you worried about nine hara? Ma lehu anam izara di Yosef katina. He said, I'm a descendant from the tribe of Yosef. Why, I wonder how he knew that. Teloshada bein abisha. That ayin hara doesn't take hold of them. Why doesn't ayin hara take hold of Shevet Yosef? Tichtiv ben porat Yosef ben porat alei ayin. The verse says that Yosef was a fruitful one. Alei ayin. What does it mean, alei ayin? Literally means like a fruitful tree that's by a stream. Ala ayin, on a stream. But the Amar Rabbi Avu said on this pasuk, al tikri alei ayin ela olei ayin. You should darsh in the pasuk that they overcome the ayin hara. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said this concept is derived from a different pasuk. It says in the description of Yosef's children, when Yaakov blessed his children, so he said like this, the other children will all be tefel to these two. Says the rest of the children are considered like Ephraim and Menashe. And Ephraim and Menashe and their blessing are told, v'idgularov bekerav ha'aretz. V'idgularov literally means they'll multiply like fish. But here Chazal understood, madagim shebayam mayim mechasein alayim v'einayin hara shuletet b'em. Just as the fish in the sea are covered with water and they're not touched by ayin hara, they multiply and the ayin hara doesn't affect them. Avzarosh al Yosef v'einayin hara shuletet b'em. So too the seed of Yosef are not touched by the ayin hara. V'ibayteimayin, if you want, I can tell you another pshat from this pasuk. How do we know, not from this pasuk, how do we know that Yosef isn't affected by ayin hara? Ayin shol stala zun mima sheino shelo, in ayin hara sholetet bo. The eye that didn't want to feed off of what wasn't hers. So ayin hara doesn't touch them. So his eyes, even with his eyes, he didn't want to feed off of what's not his. Meaning a person derives a certain pleasure from looking at something beautiful. And a person is attracted to look at things that are beautiful. A person is not supposed to look at a beautiful woman that's not his own wife. So that was Yosef, and that's Ein Shelo Atzal Lazun, the eye that did not want to feed off of Masheino Shelo, what wasn't his. So then Hashem said, okay, you were careful even with what you looked at, so I will bless you that your seed will not be affected by the evil eye. What is the evil eye? That a person really feeds off of what's not his. He looks badly at something else, and in some way that feeds off of it, that causes it harm. Nashim avadim uktanim p'turin mikriyat shema. The Mishnah simply read is very simple. Women, servants, children are p'turin from Shema. So Shema is a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. That's the way it would seem, right? You have to read Shema in the morning, you have to read Shema at night, that's man groma. So women are pater. Servants are chayiv in the same mitzvahs as women, so they're pater in Shema. Ketanim, so here the question is, what type of katan are we talking about? Are we talking about a katan that has not yet reached the age of chinuch? Or are we talking about a katan that reached the age of chinuch? So Rashi says, even a katan that reached the age of chinuch, his father doesn't have to teach him Shema, because his father's not always around at night to teach him Shema. So Chazal didn't say, in the morning also, he's not around when the kid gets up already. So he doesn't have that, Chazal didn't give him that obligation of chinuch. And then it would turn out, according to Rashi, that Nashim and Avadim, we're talking Midoraisa. Midoraisa, they're chayav in other mitzvahs, and they're pater in this mitzvah. What about Ketanim? The whole mitzvah of Chinuch is Drabanan. So then Ketanim would seem to be Drabanan. The only thing is, in the Parsha of Shema, it says, V'limadtem osam es b'neichem. So there might be a mitzvah of Chinuch Doraisa on children in Shema. Comes the Mishnah and tells me, no, even Ketanim, Pturin Mikriya Shema. Yeah? Tosfos disagrees. Ketanim pturim mikriyat shema. So Tosfos right away says, Pirish pekuntrius, katan shegeh lechinuch. Velo nehira. I don't think that's right. I don't think it's a katan that already reached the age of chinuch. Because you see, you are chayv to teach your children about tefillin and shema from the Gemara in Sukkah. V'nir l'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam thinks, demayri b'katan shelo geh lechinuch. They were talking about a katan that did not reach the age of chinuch. Once he reaches the age of chinuch, then got to teach him Shema. Umiyosef adiktanim chayvin b'tfilah. But what about the end of the Mishnah? Meaning, the Mishnah begins by telling us katan is pater from a whole bunch of things. Kriya Shema and tefillin. B'chayvin b'tfilah v'mzuzah v'b'katam azon. Oh, really? So a katan that's not yet at the age of chinuch is chayav in tefillah, mezuzah, and birkas hamazon. How could you say that? Right? That's why Rashi's pshat works better in that sense. In the sefer of the Mishnah, it seems obvious it's talking about a katan shegeh lechinuch. He does. That's Tosfos' next line. He says, "Umi usefer diktanim chayvin b'tefillah." What about the end of the Mishnah that says they're chayvin tefillah? Sari says, obviously you're talking about a katan shegeh lechinuch. Okay. So there's room to discuss this. Rabbeinu Tam has another pshat. Rabbeinu Tam says that Chayavin in the end of the Mishnah isn't talking about the Ketanim, it's talking about the Nashim and Avadim. Okay.